This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own
720 WGN.
7:39, with the travesty of what's happened in Brussels and a threat thwarted in Paris, we have a combination of news, both good and disturbing, again this morning. And that's why when I saw the story of True Islam on CNN yesterday, the day before, I forget, I really wanted to talk to him. And joining us now on the phone is Taib Rashid, who I'll tell you a little bit more about his service in just a second. But good morning. Can I call you Taib? And am I pronouncing it right?
Hey, good morning, Steve. Yes, you are pronouncing it right. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's nice to talk to you. And I'm very impressed with what you and what True Islam is trying to do, because one of the worst things we can do in the midst of all the troubles in the world is paint any religion in a blanket way. And that's going on far too often. But first, let me thank you for your service.
Thank you. It was an honor and a privilege to serve.
And where and when were you a U.S. Marine?
Well, Steve, I enlisted in the Marine Corps from 1997 to 2002. I served for five years active duty. My permanent duty station was at Cherry Point, North Carolina, and I went on three deployments during my five-year tenure.
And by the way, I apologize for using the past tense. I should know better. Once a Marine, always a Marine.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct.
At Muslim Marine, by the way, on Twitter, you can follow Taib there. All right, so if you go to the website for True Islam, you're going to see some amazing things. But there's 11 points that I can summarize pretty quickly, which can really encompass any discussion of this. True Islam wholly rejects all forms of terrorism, believes in a nonviolent jihad of the self and of the pen, believes in the equality and empowerment and education of women, advocates freedom of conscience, religion, and speech, advocates for the separation of mosque and state, believes in loyalty to your country of residence, encompasses the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, believes in all verses of the Quran, and forbids lying, recognizes no religion can monopolize salvation, believes in the need for unified Muslim leadership, and wholly rejects the concept of a bloody Messiah. That, in 11 points, should give comfort to anybody who wants to generalize. How do we get your word out in a bigger way?
Well, Steve, that's exactly why the Ahmadiyya Muslim community and the Muslims who believe in the Messiah have been tirelessly trying for the last 125-plus years to communicate this message, not only to the non-Muslim world, but especially to the Muslim world. We recognize that there's a need for Muslim leadership to step up. And quite frankly, what you see happening in the world today is first and foremost a failure of the Muslim leadership to, you know, combat extremist ideologies within the Muslim world. And when that happens, unfortunately, you've got a lot of impressionable young people who get radicalized. And really what the Ahmadiyya Muslim community is trying to do is trying to combat both radicalism within the Muslim world, as well as to educate the non-Muslim world as to what the true teachings of Islam really are.
We're talking to Taib Rashid at Muslim Marine. What you were just talking about is key to a lot of people, because we get frustrated with many of the Middle Eastern countries we consider allies not stepping up in a bigger way, though that has changed recently. But what about local, regional, American Muslim leadership standing up more loudly and condemning the violence that's going on?
Well, this is precisely what the leader of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, Mirza Masroor Ahmad, the Khalifa of Islam, has been doing and has advocated for. And instead of, getting into you know, the political realm, what he has advocated for is for the Muslims living in Western nations and really all around the world to step up and engage in acts that actually serve humanity. So to answer his call, what the Ahmadiyya Muslim community has been doing is we've been, serving humanity. We've been having food drives. We have blood drives every year in the honor of the 9/11 victims. And as a result of it, we've raised over 35,000 units of blood, which potentially, you know, save hundreds of thousands of lives. So this is exactly what the Muslim leadership needs to do more of. Certainly, there are those who are not taking advantage of the opportunity. But within the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, we have been doing this, like I said, for 125 years, and we'll continue to do so.
Yeah, and I respect that completely. But you also understand that in this social media world that we live in, and it's funny, too, because you got famous without a tweet out on Facebook the website to have people take a look at it. If you're, you know, fair-minded, have common sense, and you'd like peace in the world. Now, if you're not that, I, you know, do whatever you want.